Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Number One Bengals Podcast. I'm your host, Daddy McDuke. I'm joined as always by Dr. Hoji, Dr. Gaspoji, and John Sheeran. Yeah. And so, first of all, first things first, we were supposed to have the great Marissa Contepelli on the show. She could not make it, but she will be here on Tuesday. So we love you, Marissa, and we will see you very soon. Now, guys, we have had two Bengals football games since our last show. Yeah, preseason. And the Bengals, John, in both of them, they put on a pass rush display. That was what we were most worried about with the defense, was can we generate pass rush? And the offensive line, especially against Washington, which has a very good defensive line, was, honestly, John, they were pretty flawless.
You got that flipped. Washington has a great offensive line. And the defensive line.
Sorry, Washington. No, I'm saying our offensive line held up against Washington's defensive line, which is very good. Yeah. Wow.
That's the silver lining over all the clouds, because you didn't mention all the clouds.
So much good stuff. I don't know. What are you talking about? Yeah.
There's all lots of clouds that you're not mentioning, but you're mentioning all the silver linings. Like the clouds would be the Osai injury is a big cloud. Now you mentioned the silver lining. That's fine.
Well, Osai will be fine. It's just a meniscus.
No, he's not going to be fine. We just found out.
I tear my meniscus a little bit every time I try to get out of bed. It is not that big of a deal. A meniscus tear is not what it used to be.
Okay.
Do you remember some guys have come back from meniscus tear? I think it was Ron Artest, I think. Came back like 2 weeks later, right? Didn't Terrell Owens... Artest. Is from
the Lakers.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean Meta World Peace?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I think Terrell Owens broke his leg and probably did something to his meniscus, and like 2 weeks later he was like dominating the Super Bowl. It's not that big of a deal. He'll be back. I don't know if he'll be back for the season opener, but he'll be back. But even without Osai against
is he really, John? A dash of seriousness is in order here. My understanding is that he won't be back this year.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Like, meniscuses are varying in terms of severity, and I think it could take at least a couple months to come back, and maybe they just don't feel comfortable with him coming back at all this year, and he just misses the entire year. I think the weird thing was that we were told it was wrist injury that he suffered against Tampa Bay, and it also ended up being a knee meniscus injury, which is why I guess it took over a week to really hear anything from it. I think the longer that we didn't hear anything from it, the worse it probably was. What we know is that he's going to make the team. He's going to be placed on injured reserve so that he could eventually come back if he can come back. But I don't think that we should definitively say he's going to miss the entire season or not as of now.
I can definitively say he is not going to, because, John, if you put you put the different reports together, what I gather is he tore a meniscus in his wrist, which is not that big of a deal.
There is no
you
meniscus.
John.
The wrist has no meniscus. No.
You don't know that. You're not a doctor. Don't make stuff up. Look, don't just make stuff up. No.
But he is, isn't he?
Yeah, read the screen, man. I am the only doctor here. And there's no meniscus.
The one thing I know about Hoji, that's true.
Yeah. And the other, it was mentioned in the comments of the people watching the show, the other big, big burgeoning dark ugly cloud is that we just drafted a guy in the first round who can't catch. Like the balls just hit him.
Has he never caught anything in his life before?
Well, never professionally. Yeah, I mean, it's like his hands are made out of stone. The ball hits the hands and then they just drop. And actually that was a curse. And, hold on, in our island there was the stone hand curse. And my theory is that Jamar Chase's hands, he's received the stone hand curse. When you receive the stone hand curse, your hands turn to stone. You can't cook, you can't pound things, and you can't catch balls. And I think he has the stone hand curse. That's my theory.
You spill some cow manure on your Tesla, and all of a sudden you're a Grinch.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I say something, John? Can I just say something? I watched the highlight reel on YouTube, the 7-minute highlights, and I saw Brandon Allen, who I love, by the way. I love Brandon Allen. Look, the guy is a quarterback.
And why do you love Brandon Allen? Is it a personal thing? No, there's no reason to love Brandon Allen.
He is a quarterback in the NFL, and he threw 17 passes in the preseason. None of us can do that. John, you can't throw 17 passes in the preseason. I can't throw 17 passes in the preseason. He did that. So
He didn't do very well last year.
Against the Texans he did, and the Texans were very, very feisty. Look, let me just say something really quick. John, did you notice a lot of those drops, as they are calling them? Drops. I think that's what the kids are calling them these days. Drops. Yeah. Yeah. They were really like he was kind of contorting his body and reaching backwards. And Brandon Allen, whatever you want to say about Brandon Allen, I'm not going to say bad things about him, but he's not in a rhythm with Jamar Chase. John, I think that's obvious.
Oh my gosh.
They're not in a rhythm. You saw him going back there. No, he threw some passes that were way off. And then the other ones that seemed to be on were just a little bit this way or that way.
You draft an elite wide receiver is so that he can catch balls that are hard to catch. If we're talking about balls which you're in sync and you can catch a ball, that's any professional, any NFL wide receiver.
Hold on. One question. When I said we had two Bengals games, you said preseason. Why did you say that?
Because preseason, I hate preseason.
Why?
It's fake. I like the
There you go. There you go. So the drops are fake. You got your answer.
Whatever.
The drops are fake, John. Whatever. Please go. John, say something. Doctor. Say something smart. Go.
I think both things can be true. I think there is something to be said about a guy who's practicing with a quarterback that he's played for the last 3 years with, and he's going out there in the game with another quarterback, and I think the timing issues could arise from that. But at the end of the day, I think Hoji has a point. He's out there to catch these balls, and those drops are more or less inexcusable. Now, it could be an issue of timing that could contribute to those drops happening, but the drops are the drops, and we have to identify them. We have to just talk about them for what they are, and it's just on the surface just not good. At the same time, Jamar Chase is uberly talented. He was a fantastic receiver in college. That was 2 years ago. It's completely reasonable that taking a year off from playing the game of football, there is an extended whatever period of time of rust that Jamar Chase has, he's still in it, and it's not the season yet. There's 3 weeks until the season, and until these issues persist into the regular season, it's just more of a footnote now instead of a cause for concern.
Yeah, I mean, look, Hoji took 2.5 months off from the show, and he doesn't even recognize football players anymore. No. I mean, he's talking about Jamar Chase. Look, let me just tell you something, John. One of the things in the preseason is you try to be a sneaky. You don't give away your best stuff.
Oh, come on.
You have to, John, you have to know when to show them, right?
He still has to prove himself.
He is going to be fine. I'm not worried about it. Let me just say something.
That's fine. But that is fine. What is the point of making these issues more than what they are? What is the point of getting down about these things and projecting it to be something that's going to last for his entire career, or just labeling it as bust? He can't catch
or saying he has stone hands, for example.
That's literally all it is.
John. Then what is the point of our show? Because really, John, what is the point of any internet commentary then? Really?
It's an existential question.
Yeah, John. You are saying that we do not deserve to exist. But John, hold on. Let me just look at that game, the Washington game, and imagine Joe Burrow throwing those passes instead of Brandon Allen. I think we have 3 touchdowns in that first half.
Wherefore art thou? Joe Burrow. I mean, here's the question is how many games is Joe Burrow going to play this year? And how much of those games is he going to play this year? I mean, everybody's assuming, oh, Joe Burrow's so healthy. Well, why are you assuming that? Because of what the coaches said? Well, we've seen them lie. I mean, let's just be frank. They lied to us about Osai. So my question, and this is the next follow-up question I had, and I wanted to ask John, there's going to be some backup QBs that are going to be available come September.
Are they?
This is what I hear. Because when the process of elimination occurs, when people are getting rid of this, it seems to be a surplus of mediocre quarterbacks. When September comes around and some of them are cut, there's that opportunity to go in and strike. My feeling is the Bengals need they cannot rely on Brandon Allen. They need a real backup quarterback. They need
which NFL team is going to be able to rely on their backup quarterback? None of them. Not a single one of them can survive not having their starting quarterback out there. Now, Brandon Allen looks bad. Let's just call it what it is. He had a great game. He had a great single game last year that basically got him a one-year contract this year. And he looks like a guy who has been through multiple jobs in 5 years in the NFL and has failed to hold on to one. But that's the reality with backup quarterbacks. There's only so many good ones in the entire NFL. The odds of your backup being competent enough to help facilitate your offense is very low.
John, what do you think about Kyle Shurmur? I think you were a Kyle
Shurmur. My point exactly. Kyle Shurmur's a fake quarterback.
Whoa. You think that Kyle Shurmur should be on CNN or something? You think he's like...
No, he doesn't mean like that. He just means like he's not good.
Yeah, he's fake. Like he doesn't... It's just made up that he's a quarterback?
I have a lot of friends who work at CNN. John, if you want to push that button.
What about Josh Rosen?
Dave Lennox
as a...
What has Josh Rosen done in 3 years in the NFL?
Who cares? He's going to do more than Brandon Allen.
Dave, defend yourself, please. Look, John, let me just say something. Okay, let me just say something. I want to move on to the running back situation because you two are just, you are going at it today. I don't know what is going on. But I would say this. The running back situation is up in the air.
What? Okay?
Yeah, we have, so we Samaj Perine was supposed to be the backup. And he may or may have not run hard for the money, you know, so hard for it, honey, all of that. And the thing is, now we have these guys, Jacques Patrick, right? Who looked good.
Jacques.
Okay. Jacques.
I believe it's Joaquin.
And then we have this guy, Chris Evans, who is so fascinating of a story. This guy, hold on. Let me just show you. This guy is a student of Buddhism, okay?
Yeah.
He narrated 2014 America's Game about the New England Patriots. In 2015, while filming the movie Gifted, he adopted a dog named Dodger from a local animal shelter.
No,
this guy, 4 months, man. How are you still making this mistake?
It's on his Wikipedia page.
That is the actor Chris Evans.
Hold on. You said that. Hold on. All I'm trying to say, John, is Chris Evans, did you see that catch in the second half or the run where he got like 17 yards and he was like dodging people? He looked like a young Giovanni Bernard.
Preseason.
He did.
Preseason.
John, if you look, we can't trade that other guy, Samaj. We can't trade him. No one's going to take him for like $4 million a year, right? And we're not going to just bench him or cut him with that new contract. So what is the running back situation?
It's those four. It's Jacquez.
Who's number two?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure that it does. I think if you're paying Joe Mixon a lot of money, you're not really taking him off the field that much. But I think Chris Evans has shown enough where he can be relied on in pass protection and he can be a weapon in the passing game. And if for some reason Joe Mixon goes down or he's not effective, I think you have a competition in the middle of the season between P. Ryan and Jacquez Patrick. Because while Patrick is impressive and he's probably a better athlete than P. Ryan is, P. Ryan has regular season production to his name. Patrick does not. He has never really played an NFL regular season game before. So I'm assuming he makes the team. And if he gets a chance, he'll have a chance to prove himself. But P. Ryan is the more proven player right now, which is why he is the top of him on the depth chart.
And the thing is, a quarterback controversy is bad for quarterbacks. The running back controversy sometimes is good for running backs. I mean, it really sometimes the competition brings out the best in that. And that's fine for the number two's position to be up in the air. Clearly, Mixon is the number one. And Mixon likes to have that time. He likes to get warm, and he's back with his, he's back with Pollock and all.
Let me just say something. Look, the running back situation is a little. I mean, you look at the run blocking was not great. We were still getting a stuffed, right? And we're getting a stuffed like always.
Yeah.
But the pass blocking. I want to talk about the positives. You guys are so negative. The positives. John, the pass blocking was superb. I mean, it was amazing. Did you see that one where Billy Price comes and he smacks someone in the side and they just like they were just so connected? There is that one play where they were, not ready, where they were out of sync and it seems like only that. But I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure Jim Turner was responsible for that. I don't know. I feel like with Pollock, everything is so much more smoother. Everybody's so much more confident and they know their roles. John, you wrote an article about the guards had like 80 grade in PFF, and Billy Price had like a 76, I think, in their pass blocking. The pass blocking was great, and they were going up to a real team.
They did really well against a team that usually just has their way against whatever offensive line is in front of them. I still think it's a little bit too early to celebrate Michael Jordan's comeback right now. I think he is still on the fence, or I think we should still be on the fence as to whether or not he is a completely different player. But Jonah looks good. Suafield looks good. Riley Reiff looks good. We've yet to even see Trey Hopkins, and he'll be a better player than Billy Price. So right now, we can be positive about the offensive line. They look good. They're not really going to get tested against Miami in a week's time. So it's really just about how do they respond in the regular season against Vikings, Bears, the Steelers, the first three games out of the week. We should get to see how they really are. And honestly, I think they're fine with Suafield starting a right guard right now. I know that everyone wants to see Jackson Carman get these significant reps, but Carman is still coming along with his own rookie struggles. And as long as Suafield, the veteran, is playing at a decent level, I think they should be okay with Carman taking as much time as he needs.
John, you showed that video of Carman knocking a guy out at the second level and talking about how he knew where he should be. And that is something we've never had before, where an offensive lineman knew where he should be. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And that is Frank Pollock. So really, John, the two things we were most worried about, pass rush and offensive line, especially the pass blocking, have been really, really, really great. So I'm calling it a success. I think the one thing I could find fault in is perhaps the play calling. But again, you want to keep that as vanilla as you can.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, vanilla. I don't know, Hoji, if you know. So in vanilla here, when they say vanilla, it's like when we say banana, right? I mean, because we use banana like instead of bread, use it for everything. And so vanilla, right, is like a very boring taste here, a bland taste. And so it's just like when everything, you want to suffocate something that tastes bad. Like you could pour vanilla into like an old shoe and you could call it a cake, right, John? But so that is what they mean. And the play calling has been very vanilla, if you will.
Vanilla,
and that is what also I think Jamar Chase, they're not unleashing.
We'd say it's been very banana.
Yeah, very banana. Okay. I think we covered a lot. And I think that's all we have so far. So with that, don't forget to subscribe to this show, the YouTube show. We don't have many subscribers. And YouTube is actually threatening to shut down the show, which is kind of weird when you think about it. And then the podcast, obviously, you want to leave a 5-star review, the number one Bengals podcast on Believe. A lot of famous people on Believe. And you want to subscribe there as well.
Yeah.
So for John Sheeran, Dr. Oji Lecter, Kismoji, I'm Daddy McDuke. We'll see you next time. So long.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty.
Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.